He eluded a pass rush, then he went through a sandwich, like mayonnaise dripping out of a sandwich. Two guys trying to sandwich him, and then he busted a tackle, and he finally ends up with 8 yards on the play. Terrific. Joy. And I'm telling you something. Hines Ward looked like Nijinsky. He caught that football, and he's dancing there to make it around that stick there.
Nijinsky?
Nijinsky. What was it, the great ballet dancer? But do you see Hines Ward dancing there like a madman?
I thought he was a racehorse.
No, he ain't a racehorse. He's dead anyhow.
The racehorse or the ballet dancer?
Nijinsky. The safety man, Reggie Tongue, comes up to try to stop the bus. The bus sticks his tongue out of tongue. Says, you can't stop me. You're just a safety man. And keeps plowing ahead. I'm telling you, his coverage there, he could tell whether Brooks uses Listerine or Scope. That's how close he was on that coverage. Do you guys remember what a gumball is? Do you remember?
Yeah. You get out of a gumball machine, you chew it. Yeah.
A gumball used to be something you bounced, you know. And I thought it was before you.
That's called a rubber ball.
Well, anyhow, I thought maybe I'd better explain it to those in the audience who think, what's he talking about?
Would you explain it to me, too?
No. Carter, the strong safety, has got to be saying to himself, now how did that 250-pound back make a sap out of me? Puts a move on me like he's Nijinsky.
Who is that again?
Nijinsky.
Nijinsky was a great ballet artist.
Now, why wouldn't you use Baryshnikov instead of Nijinsky?
Don't quibble with me, Elkin. Oh, I'm telling you, that school's out. The school bell rang. The kiddies, they all ran out, hopped on the bus, and there went the bus steaming out of the playground or schoolyard or something, and Free Seattle Seahawks tried to get on the bus, and then they would open the doors for them. Finally, one of them bring them down.